are listening to the 9th episode of the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. 12 internationally acclaimed authors have been asked to write short texts, lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new audio walk each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. The story was written by writer, artist and filmmaker Sofia Almeria. It was read by Sangeeta. Sofia Almeria is the author of the memoir The Girl Who Fell to Earth from 2012. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
The following sound fossil has been exhumed from the future, somewhere in the vicinity of latitude 51 degree longitude zero. When we began recovering information from the time mines, in the form of temporal core samples, we made a discovery. All matter is malleable, and in it time can be recorded, just as trees keep track of the seasons. Diamonds trap the images of their surroundings, and even stone can be a tape. The question is how to best interpret it. In the case of this sample, it has been sonified in order to hear the postmodal sounds of that which is coming. In the popular askings and graspings of our time, there is one particular known. Our climate Cassandras say it again and again. The king tide is coming. So stop where you are, close your eyes, and from the lifeboat of now, look down into the depths and see what becomes of this city, our lovely Londinium, our beloved Babylondon. See how she has turned into a watery shadow. Her triumphs and follies, the stuff of unsung epics, unspoken legends, wordless poems floating in a manless time. This place is remnant of nobody's memory. It is the environs of indifferent species, outgrown gigafauna expanding beneath the swelling sun. Look down and see the road you are on now. It is refracted many leagues beneath the surface, its twists of silver concrete beneath the flickering current. It's almost pretty. Now let us take our vessel under the water, and you will see the bridges of London, great spans stretching over serene gullies, the freshwater Thames now tropical haze of blue-green saline. Nectaric lurkers watch you from beyond your sight. You progress to the east. Eventually you come to the white giants of Essex, pride of what was once the largest offshore wind farm in the world. You paddle through the spokes of the 217 turbines, guardians of an estuary that is now an underwater canyon. Still brilliant white in the marine half-light, you watch them as they turn, soft and slow and webbed in plastic. They stand as ironic monuments to the pathetic efforts of our time. After some while tilting at the windmills, you arrive at a plateau. It was once a car park for taxi cabs. Now it is a forest of greasy gulp, swaying in the circulatory system of the sea. Each vehicle squats like a sprouting bulb, at the base of long thin stems of spilt oil. You see jellyfish the color of antifreeze. They make aimless rounds, spreading their larva in an uneven whirl. At the abraxial tip of every leaking stem, and there is a slick of rainbow grease. Toxic pollen for the fishes to collect. This petroforest, and the tainted jellyfish who haunt it, are a cruel reminder of the jetsam we did not jettison in time. You leave the grove in sorrow, but know this, right after the deluge, it was human bodies that drifted like so much plankton. The city became feed for our inheritors, meek organisms of the late Anthropocene, blooms of flesh-eating bacteria, aquatic megarats, and mutant roaches now at home in water. Ossidax, those bone-eating zombie worms of the abyssal zone, now outsize Big Ben, replacing his rhythm with the billowing pulse of their gigantic gills. The inhabitants of drowned councils and sunken tower blocks became inhalable intake, poshad-sized basking sharks. Decades-long ecosystems that once sprung up around a whale fall now thrive for centuries on entire metropolitan sprawls. London, perhaps the most lush city fall on Terra, has a radiant secret at its center. As you descend again at 51 by 0 degrees, you see something glinting, like a beacon, and you hear it too, tiny, warm, familiar. There is something breathing beneath the bristle worms. And it is the sonic core of this sample. And it is beating, sending a warning. As you draw nearer, you begin to understand it is a secret you always knew. One that whispers to you. The absolution of reabsorption. The relief of extinction. The beating heart at the very center of time. You knock on its crystal walls. It's a projection, a trick. A holograph cast inside this glass casket, sunken at the bottom of the post-historic sea. The core of this fossil is you, on this day, at this moment, in this place. Heart beating, blood coursing, oxygen breathing. But you are not alive. You are the illusion of human life. A homo sapien asleep without dreams. Like you are waiting, 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 waiting. Open your eyes. Open them. Now.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.